It's time to talk some Black Bear football, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
How's your Monday so far?
It's going well. I've been working on Elon, so been here in the office.
Yeah, that's how Mondays go, but always better when you get a win, particularly a road win. I thought overall a really strong effort on both sides of the football and with special teams on Saturday.
Yeah, we were pretty happy coming out of that game. You know, felt like we really out-physical them in all three phases. Won the field position battle, you know, on teams. And you know, obviously, Derek did a really nice job punting and got recognized today. But, you know, offensively, we moved the ball pretty well. Had the one turnover. And then defensively, the story was the turnovers. And to create a number of them, to score 21 points off of them, that was really the story of the game.
Offensively, more improvement from your quarterback, who played another solid game with no turnovers. You got a couple of big plays, including a school record 90-yarder to Dre Miller that was something else. But overlooked in all this is sometimes the great work of your offensive line, who's really doing a great job of protecting the quarterback and opening holes.
Yeah, I mean, I think at pass pro, we've been very good all year. And now, you know, in the run game, with the ability that Joe has to be pretty multiple, we're able to do a lot of different things. You know, I thought our scheme was pretty good, and then the guys made a lot of plays. You know, Fitzy and Emmanuel ran the ball hard, and we got a lot of movement up front. So to be balanced now, I think, gives us a lot offensively, and it allows us to score as many points as we're scoring.
Boy, one of the things that Joe does so well, too, he's awfully good at hiding that ball when he runs that zone read.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, his tempo and footwork and, you know, everything that he's able to do back there, it really influences the defense. Like on the 90-yard score to Dre, that was actually an RPO that he was reading somebody. And so he could have handed the ball off if he wanted to, but he was reading somebody to the boundary and was able to pull it. But he's just able to affect defenses with his footwork and his ability to fake with the ball.
On the defensive side of things, coaching genius, you move Ori Jean Charles over to defense. He gets a pick six, then comes back and scores on the offense for maybe, certainly the first time I can recall in the last 40 or 50 years.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Tyson on that one. I don't know what he's been doing all day. But, it's a credit to Ori and you know, getting him prepared. And Mike Ryan's done a good job getting him ready. You know, we felt like he had more value helping us out at some spots we were struggling at and we were a little banged up at. So, you know, he read the play really well, jumped the out route, and then, you know, the impressive part was scoring. And then we still had a play in for him, a little bootleg on the goal line, that once we had the ball as first down, we got stopped on the one. And, you know, I definitely wanted to try to see if he could score twice. So he made a play and Joe made a throw. It was good protection. So it was a fun little segment right there in the third quarter.
Well, and I thought overall, too, it was back to being the black hole defense, aggressive, hard-hitting, causing all kinds of problems for their quarterback. You had the big fourth down stop, and then best of all, getting those takeaways.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're starting to really build that identity, and you know, there's just a lot of energy and a lot of passion, and they're being very physical right now at all three levels. You know, I thought up front we played very well. You know, linebackers, specifically Taj, he played well. And then on the back end, I mean, the corners were challenged throughout the game with some good receivers. And, you know, they answered the call. And, you know, we ended up having some passing yards. But I just felt like we were very physical. And at the end of the day, that's going to help us win games here going forward. So I was definitely impressed and happy with our performance.
And you lost Manny Patterson during the game, but Shaquille St. Lott stepped up and I thought did a very good job on Juwan Green.
Yeah, he did. He did. You know, and he's a younger guy who's playing a lot for us now. And, you know, unfortunately, we'll see what happens with Manny. But, you know, that's a tough deal. And we've had a couple of those this year. But really just thinking about Manny and, you know, what he's meant to this program. So, you know, hoping for some positive news. But, you know, just looking at what he's been able to accomplish, definitely he embodies everything we're about. So, you know, hoping Manny moves forward with everything. And we're obviously here to help him out. And he's a member of our family. So. Hope he's going to be able to be healthy.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, getting ready for Elon this week. It's another playoff-type situation for your Black Bears. As you look at Elon and study them and get ready, what's going to be a couple of keys to be successful down there?
well, we got to stop the run on D, and get them to be one-dimensional. And they have a very good quarterback. Davis Sheik's a good player, and we still got to try to limit them to throwing the ball in certain ways that we want. And we'll definitely try to do that. And then offensively, we got to be able to run the football and stay balanced. And when we have our shots, we got to hit them. And the biggest thing is no turnovers. And Joe's done a good job overall taking care of the football. We got to keep doing that and play complementary with each other.
One game at a time. Keep it going, Coach. Have a great week of practice, and we'll see you Friday on the plane.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
That's Nick Charlton, head coach of the Black Bears. Every Monday on Downtown, our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718, by Sea Dog Brewing Company, home of the Black Bear Coaches shows, Front Street in Bangor, and Creative Print Services. Whatever your business needs, Creative Print Services is here to help. Call them at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.